This is RSB in the Update, episode 141, recorded Thursday, February 21st, 2008, The State of the Runion.
One.
Oh, God damn you. You had to mistime the one, so I said it before you.
Yeah, well, there you go, everyone. That's Brad. We're here doing RSB in the Update.
Oh, yeah.
Say hello.
Make me. Hello, everyone.
So, Brad, have you enjoyed this past week?
No, it's been a rather shit week.
Oh, why?
I'm not going to air my angst this week on MSN.
Oopsies, there we go. Anyway,
I'm not gonna air my personal angst with the world on this show. It's not the time nor the place.
Okay, that would be something for the blog at saidbybrad.com, yes?
I was just thinking that, but yeah, okay.
Okay, well, I have this week off, so I am all in my glory, you know?
Lazy ass.
No, not really.
Did you say out in your glory? I don't think sitting at your computer counts as out in your glory.
Oh, sure it is, because I've been benefiting better mankind.
What, from behind your computer?
Yes.
Yeah, whatever.
I've been working on some RSBNB stuff that'll have huge benefits for all of mankind.
Okay. Is there a cure for cancer?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, you heard it here first. RSBNB is working on a cure for cancer.
Wow. Anyways, Vine Sweeper and the Amulet of Nature update, y'all.
Vine Sweeper. What a crappy name. last week we were saying that, and they had a really bad name. What was the quest last week?
Catapult Construction,
see? And this, they've got some crappy vines, like a tail minesweeper. I mean, in all fairness, they have put a bit more effort than just saying what it is. But I still think Children of Regicide is the best.
Yes. But it is, it's like an exact copy of Minesweeper, you know? I think they could have been more original. Did you try it?
No.
Young one? No?
No.
Oh, that's too bad.
I see some people bitching about hosts not playing the game. You.
What?
Never mind.
Okay. Anyways, it's a farming mini game, which I
you do
think...
realize all of your three links in the wiki link to the same news item.
No, I didn't. That's a good point.
Actually, no. The second one works, but the top one for Vine Sweeper actually links to the state of play. Very good job, Shane.
Wow. Well, that's a bit of a spectacular failure there.
I'm not sure how the cure of cancer is going to come out if you can't even get linking done properly. Christ.
Okay, that should be fixed up now. So, I take it you didn't try Vine Sweeper.
No, I just said I didn't.
Okay. Well, basically what happened...
It's still going to the same... Oh, sorry, I have to refresh, don't I?
Yeah. Basically what happens is you go talk to any tool leprechaun and he'll teleport you to the right place. Now, in order to get started, you need 10k, because each flag costs 10k, and they give you 10 flags to start with, and you can only have more than 10 at one time. So, Basically what you do is you go into this farming area, you start inspecting little, I don't know what I'd call them, little plot thingamajigs, I guess, where there could be a seed or there could be nothing. You start inspecting it, and if you discover a seed there, you put a flag down. And then the little farmer gnomes will come and check it, and if it's actually a seed there, you get points. And everyone around you get points, so in a way that's sort of like a team minigame, you know? But, anyways, I'll continue. If you don't see anything in the spot, you can dig it up, and in doing that, it'll uncover a larger area. So what that means is, you know, in Minesweeper, if you like click a certain spot and there's no mine there, it'll display numbers and clear out an area around it, right?
Yes. I am familiar with the mechanics of the mastermind game that is Minesweeper.
Okay. That's basically how this game works.
I heard the XP is completely shit.
Well, that's because people don't know how to use it properly.
Didn't Creepy make a post saying that something like 10k gets you like 800 experience?
Well, yes. That's
you can't argue with that, Shane. That's rubbish.
No. I'm not done yet. Basically, what I'm going to say is that...
Well, just say it. Don't say
you're going to get these points, right?
And then yeah.
When you get these points, you have to cash them in.
Yeah.
So, it's not good now. It's a good game in theory. That's what I have to say about it. It's good in theory, but...
It's good in theory.
It's good. It's good on a piece of paper, you know. Like
communism works.
No.
Theory.
Yes, exactly. Communism looks good on paper, but it doesn't work in the real world. Just like this game doesn't.
Yeah, Jagex RuneScape looks good in theory, but it isn't really fun in the real world.
See, because the prices need to come down. Like, who's gonna pay 5k points for a single, godforsaken like. Herb seed or watermelon seed, you know? I only had like 3,300 points and I was there for a good hour and I have 99 farming, and the more higher level you're farming, the more points you get per seed. So, if that's what I got, I don't know what everyone else is getting, but I just, even for me, I'd have to say it's not worth it. The prices of the seeds need to come down. That's my verdict on this game. It's good in theory, but prices have to come down.
Oh, and the game is like communism.
No, it's not communism, but it has the same idea that it's good on paper.
I said it's like communism.
Anyways, the person's name who runs the shop is called Mrs. Winkins. Mrs. Winkin.
Winkin.
It sounds like a school teacher that you'd have in like your elementary school or something.
I think it sounds like a bumbling old lady.
Brad raises his hand and says, Mrs. Winkin, can I go to the washroom?
Nobody says washroom, and I don't speak in a fake Germanic accent.
Okay, what do you guys call it then?
Toilet. Or bathroom.
Mrs. Winkin, can I go to the toilet, please?
For God's sake, you cannot do a British accent at all.
You do it pretty well, I do have to say so.
Well, I am British, so that would explain that.
Anyways, I'm going to have to give this a 3 out of 5.
Yeah, I will give it a 2, because the point's shit.
Okay.
I give it a 2 based on Mrs. Winkin alone. That name is just pure genius. If it wasn't for Mrs. Winkin, then this would get a 0 from me.
Oh, yeah, also there's little rabbits that come and can eat your flags.
I'd shoot them.
You can't shoot them. You have to distract
them
with oogle roots.
Distract them?
Yeah.
Kill the bastards and they won't come back.
You throw the root and then they run away.
Yeah, but if you smash them over the head with a shovel, they won't come back.
Yeah, but that's not characteristic of RuneScape.
Who cares? It's fun.
Yeah, I guess I would imagine if you could have like a sniper or something, you know? They should have a sniper minigame for your range trip.
They should have a nuclear bomb minigame.
99 nuclear bomb making ability.
Oh, that was a classic.
I know, that was.
Looking back, though, it was such lame humor. I'm not sure why it was so popular. Although 99% of the things that come out of my mouth is lame humor. So
yeah, isn't that what British people do?
British humor is not lame. Please don't take me as an archetypal example of British humor.
Okay, moving on.
Out of my shut up.
The new amulet of farming.
Yay.
Basically what this can do is it'll...
So they made it vaguely useful.
Yes.
It was useful before. But it was crap.
No, it was, because you could set it to a specific crop, you know? And
just
go around
to one.
And do your things, and then check on it without actually going there. I used that for my calquit trees.
Good for you.
Basically what it'll do now is it'll update the farming patch, like updates the state of the farming patch at random intervals, I'm guessing. It'll also allow you to contact the farmer and you can use it to teleport to your diseased plant.
So it's like a cell phone.
Like a what?
It's like a cell phone.
Oh,
you
I
can
guess.
Call the farmer.
And then teleport?
How my crops going, man?
Anyways, what? You can teleport to it, you know?
Really?
So it's not really like a cell phone. It's more like a Star Trek communicator. Okay, no swearing, please. I don't like having to do lots of editing.
Oh, did I have to do a little bleep?
Cry
more.
Two this week so far.
Cry more.
Anyways, it'll also, you can also get the original.
So you were dying then?
Yeah, no, I'm still having a bit of problem with my head from 2 weeks ago when I was sick.
All right.
The original farming amulet, you can get the same kind of thing from the druids now for free.
Okay.
So, that's good if you want the original one, but if anybody's interested, I think I still have a few magic roots I could set you up with a farming amulet if you want. Only thing is you have to make it and enchant it yourself, because they're untradeable. You want one, Brad?
No, I don't do a lot of farming.
That's too bad. It keeps you like nimble because you get to see the rest of the world, you know?
It's a game.
Yes, but it still has the same idea.
It's a game.
Anyway, shall we move on to the bounty hunter things?
Yeah.
Bounty hunter changes and rewards. So basically what this did was it made it from multi-way into single-way combat, except for the two cases where you're able to attack someone if they're your target, and you can be attacked when in combat if you're being attacked by your opponent who is has you as a target. So, first off, maybe we should go into the cash rewards things. Oh, yeah. If you go into the high-level creator, that'll be 120k per 10 kills, medium 80k, and low-level 40k per 10 kills. Oh, yes, and the Bounty Hunter spell, Locate spell, has been reduced to level 32, and has been made more affordable as well. To be one law, one air, and one fire.
So they took Teleport, Teleblock, which was an 85 spell, removed it, replaced it with Bounty Locate, and then moved it down to 32.
Yeah.
Yay.
I know, it just doesn't make sense. Like, leave it where it is, for God's sakes, you know?
In some ways, I think it's all right, the cash rewards, but I don't see why they have to drastically lower the level.
Well, it's because they want to, like, make it appealable to all those peers, you know, the ones who we were plotting against.
Who you were plotting against.
You were, too.
No, I wasn't. Don't drag me into this.
Anyways, so, what, you took the pulse of the community on this. What's the general feeling here?
I think half of them think it's good and half of them think it's retarded. I think opinion's very divided.
So, is it like an even split, or?
I'd say it's pretty even, yeah. Some people seem to expect good things from it, and others seem to hate it.
What about you?
I like most things Jagex do, I hate it.
Okay.
Apart from the cash rewards, I think the cash rewards are quite decent.
Yeah,
I can imagine Jagex giving like 4,000 GP per 10 kills, 8,000 GP per 10 kills.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I wonder how long it'd take me to get 10 kills.
You'd probably... Do you lose your stuff if you die?
Yes. Bounty Hunter is a dangerous game.
Okay, so that is a bit of a risk to be taken there.
You remember those old PKing trips we used to do?
Yeah, but you can't team up, can you? It's single combat.
I know, but I'm just saying that it might be kind of hard because in the wilderness, remember we only got like one or two? Like we only had a streak of two or something, I think.
Yeah, but the wilderness was a lot bigger. Now it's been cut down with the...
Bounty Hunter's pretty big. Have you taken a look at the map, how big it is?
Yeah, but it's not as big as the whole wilderness. There's not so many places to hide.
Yeah, but it's still big, you know?
Yeah, still big, yeah.
I don't know. I think they need to come out with like a kind of... Like, really keep your wits about you. They need to introduce a new magic spell called Shade. Basically, what this will do is, or Shroud, I mean, what it'll do is it'll hide yourself, and then when you move, you'll reappear.
Like an invisibility thing?
Yes.
Sounds like a stupid idea, but I think.
You think it's a good idea?
I think it's a stupid idea.
Oh, too bad. More on that later. I'll tell you later on MSN where I got that idea. But anyways, in other news, Mandrith has made some amendments to his tutorial, so you may visit him at any point to read more about Bounty Hunter changes. It'll no longer for you possible for you to take summoning scrolls, pouches, or other summoning familiars into the Bounty Hunter area. Players who return to their own gravestone can now pick up their recipe for disaster gloves. I guess that's good because, well, you never used to be able to keep those, did you?
No, you didn't.
Interesting.
Yes, quite.
We had a few words with the blast furnace person and his math skills. Apparently, they had to tweak. He's getting confused about correct price for the amount of ore that he should insert.
So he's an idiot.
Yeah, he apparently, like, I don't know how. Like, I know my math is pretty good. What about you?
1 + 1 = 2.
2 + 2 = 4.
4 + 4 = 8. 8 + 8 = 16, 32, 64, 128, 256, 512, 1024, 4,048, 4,096, 8,192, 16, 384, 32, 768, 65, 532, 6, I think, or something.
Yeah. That's what computers do to you, because those are the powers of two. Anyways, thank you, Brad. Moving on, I think, unless you have anything else you want to talk about, like gravestones or anything in here? Or
No, blast furnace, or nothing? No.
Okay, no. Then. The state of play. Sort of sounds like the State of the Union address, you know?
State of the Union address from JAGX.
The Union is strong. I remember Bush saying that on his last State of the Union address. Well,
Bush,
of course it's
moron.
Strong. It's like the 21st century. They're not going to be fighting each other, you know?
I want Bush to die. Who agrees with me?
Yeah. Anyways, Grand Exchange improvements. Those are coming. They're in the final stages of testing, so basically the promised new webpage, pricing errors are being fixed, which will be an ongoing process, and here's a few examples of pricing issues they have fixed. Summoning items to be traded on the exchange for a wider range over a prolonged period and allowing their price to adjust with their large number of sales. Price of items such as jewelry, poison daggers, clockwork toys behave more consistently so that you're always getting a fair deal. Allowed a more generous prices on the exchange for those items that are sold in shops, so that's good. Fixed a number of bugs that have been highlighted in the forums, such as how potions behave.
Yay.
That's
why I'm cheering.
Fairer loot share system. Which is in testing again. It'll be like coin share, where an item gets put up and automatically you get the cash for the medium price, so that's good. I don't know. It's just nice to see that it's in the final stages of testing, you know, and that they didn't hang us out to dry once again.
Yay. But still, I mean, you know, that they have got these bars which say, you know, so long till whatever.
Yeah, but these first two are almost done.
Yeah, but for all we know, you know, they could take another 3 or 4 months before they actually complete it.
Well,
not...
you got to take a look at the time frame. This all started at the end of December. It's late February.
I'm skeptical.
2 months, so give it another... I'd say early April we could see those.
I'm still skeptical.
Anyways, what else have we got on this list? Let's see. Item lending. Remember I was going to lend you my Guthans to do Fire Cape?
And then I was going to get you to lend it just before the change was made and then I could keep it.
Lucky we didn't do that.
Not lucky, I'd say bad, but I was going to try and do it just before and then disappear. And Shane would be none the wiser.
Anyways, they say they've been having problems balancing it between versatility and stopping cheaters from abusing it, you know? Like, I don't know. New PvP minigame, that's over 50% done, so...
Like I said, this is the first time we've seen these charts. For all we know, you know, they could have been, you know, filling up for years.
I don't think so, you know? Like... But they say that those two are the first intended ones, so safe, 1 versus 1. Like, you know, I can understand a 1 versus 1 PvP style of game, you know, but if it's safe, is that really, would you really want to play a safe game like that, you know, and have someone take it seriously?
No.
I think it'd have to be unsafe in order, like, a dangerous game to have them take it serious, you know? Like, that's just my feeling on that. But anyways, that's that one. What else? Summoning improvements. Oh, apparently they realize that people aren't enjoying the skill. They say, we feel we weren't so hot on the, quote, rewarding aspect, which has been an obstacle to many people enjoying the skill. Despite a few tweaks, we don't believe that it's rewarding as it can be. And the worst thing we can do to keep making is to keep making tweaks every week for a long period of time. So we have decided to rebalance summoning and release it with summoning batch 2. This rebalancing is about 20% complete.
Okay.
So basically, summoning was a flop and should have been released later, I'm guessing.
I think they should have spent more time testing it indeed. That's
yeah.
Pretty obvious.
Well, we can be happy because, you know, there weren't any strange death bugs. Like, you know, remember that time when people were dying randomly?
Yeah, wasn't that with...
That was with construction.
Construction, yes. I was trying to think of that.
Remember you had that video of someone just at the Tears of Gothics randomly just...
yeah, I recorded that. That was funny. It was funny because I remember that morning I'd seen it on the forum. Somebody had like posted like people are randomly dying at Tears of Gothic. So I went there with my screen recorder and thought, right, let's try and get something, and it happened right in front of me. So
that was
so long ago. That must be almost 2 years.
Two years because 2 years construction would have been May 2006.
So it must have been just under 2 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyways,
time flies. I feel like I've wasted 2 years of my life.
No, it hasn't been a waste. But anyways, that's it. That's the Jagex State of the Union for this month. So, for this month, maybe this quarter, who knows? This year, this century, probably. I'm willing to bet. Quarter. Anyway, shall we go on to the poll?
Yeah,
player submitted poll number 10. Brad, can you take the first question?
Oh, I had it up, but then I closed it.
Okay, I'll take the first question then while you open it up again. When a new piece of content is released, do you examine things? From Horizon 2? 30% say I examine some of the things I see. 35% say most. And 20% say everything I see. And 8% say I don't examine anything. You know, I'm one of those people who pretty much examines anything there is, you know?
By examine, do they mean right-click
yes,
and click examine?
Yes, right-click and go and examine.
Yeah, I used to do that a lot as well. I used to examine, like, randomly even when...
Yeah, I know. Hey, that's so fun when you do that. Like,
somewhat of a habit.
Yeah, it is a habit. But some of the examine infos are pretty funny. Like, for instance, I forget which one it was, but that's where they get their little puns in, you know? Anyways.
Their puns aren't funny.
Question 2, Brad.
Okay. What kind of gravestone do you have? I have no idea. I'm not dead yet. And even when I am dead, how am I going to know I'm dead?
Exactly.
Stupid question.
42% say I do not know.
Yeah, I'd say that as well.
I have an ancient symbol.
Really? That's
yeah.
Nice for you.
That's the one from, like, the Desert Treasure, you know?
Yes.
I know. Angel of Death? That's, like, 500K. What the heck, you know? God.
Some people are idiots.
I know.
A lot of people
Look
are idiots.
Look at that. Only 1% have the symbol of Bandos.
Was that expensive?
No, it's 50K, but Bandos is, like, the ogre god.
So...
People don't
who
like
play
the ogre
RuneScape
god.
Are racist against
ogres.
Ogres.
That's sad.
Sick. Poor ogres.
Yes. Maybe we should have an ogre on the show.
Oh, I'm trying to think of somebody who I could call out as an ogre, but I just can't think. Who's an ogre that we could get on the show? Who's not going to listen to this that I could insult? Creepy. Creepy is an ogre.
Okay.
Jay. No, she's a lot. No, just no, Shane.
Question
Please.
3.
I think you're obsessed with her.
What is your favorite breed of RuneScape pet dog?
None of the above.
I know. They're so annoying, you know?
I just want to stomp on them when I see them. Is that wrong?
Yes, it is. Do you want to do that to real-life dogs, too?
Yeah. No.
That's good.
I mean, yes. I mean, yes. I mean, crap, no.
33% say Labrador.
I want to kill your dog.
If I had to pick, I'd say Labrador, but they're just so annoying. Like, they don't even sound like a bark when they're a puppy, you know? It's just annoying. Okay. Last question, Brad.
The last question. What's your favorite NPC of all time?
I don't know.
Other.
I think I said the wise old man.
Other is a great NPC. You cannot deny the greatness of Other.
Oh, maybe that's the farming leprechaun. Yeah, he's good. He holds my farming gear.
Well, Other.
Yeah, Other.
No, Other is... No, Shane.
Or the sandwich lady. 2%.
Other.
But people say the wise old man. You remember last week with the wise old man? Wise old man wants you.
That was disturbing.
Yeah, I know. Very disturbing. Anyways,
What does the wise old man want to do with me?
Yeah, maybe he wants to go on another quest.
Another quest. A quest that involves going into his pan...
Okay, that's good. I think it's time we move on to questions.
I think it's time we move on to questions.
First audio question this week is from Chief Snake. Well, there's only one audio question, but it's the first question overall, so I'll play it right now.
We need more audio questions.
Yes,
bitch.
Please. They can go to questions@rsbnb.com. Don't be scared to send them in. We don't make fun of people.
I do.
Shh.
Shane and Brad, when was the last time you were kicked or hit by someone or something in the balls? And how was your most painful experience?
When he says most painful experience, does he mean most painful experience pertaining to being hit in the genital region, or does he mean overall?
I don't know.
I'm just going to pretend he means tragedy. I can't remember the last time I was hit in the balls. Doesn't happen that often.
Yeah, I can say I agree with you there.
If I'm ever in a situation where it might come about, I usually... protecting my balls is my first priority. Because, you know, I might like to have children one day. And if I take a heavy blow to the genitals, that might not be able to happen.
Okay.
As for most painful experience, I don't think I've ever been in a lot of physical pain. I've been in a lot of emotional pain. God, that makes you sound so whiny. Physical pain, no, I've never... I remember there was a topic, it was probably quite a long time ago now, on the forums, which was like, what's the most physical pain you've ever been in? And everybody was like trying to outdo everyone else. Like, oh, I like, you know, sliced open my leg and I was screaming. It was really painful. Why would you care about if you'd endured the most pain? I've not endured the most pain and I'm happy about that. I wouldn't want to go bragging
about
it.
What about when you fell out of the yew tree?
That wasn't that painful. It was more like it ate, you know?
What about what about when the cable tie got you?
I guess that was painful, but I don't remember it that well. And I went into shock after that happened, so I didn't feel that much pain.
Oh, really?
I was in shock. I didn't feel that much pain until they started to sew it back up without anesthetic. That was probably the most painful thing ever that I've ever experienced.
Okay.
Come on, Jane, tell us about your pain.
Well, it depends.
How's that make you cry like a girl at night?
Oh, please, Brad.
Super sad, it's painless.
I don't know. Sprained ankle? That's about
it. That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Cool.
That's all I can think of. So.
Well, you fail.
Yeah, I know. And as for the first part of the question, I protect myself just like you would, and I don't remember when or if or, you know?
You've tried to block that memory out, have you?
Yeah, I'm sure it's happened, you know? Just don't know when. Why, thank you, Chief Snake, for that thought-provoking and stimulating...
That pervish question, you perv. Okay, next question.
Pervish question?
I don't want more questions about my genital region.
Okay.
What are you going to, like... Seriously, I mean, why would you ask that?
I don't
How often do you look down in the shadow cast?
Okay, moving on. Next question, Brad.
I made Shane hurry me along. Okay, next question. Well, since the new minigame came out, I was wondering, are any of y'all good at Minesweeper? That question's from Marking22.
No, not at all.
No, I tried to play it sometimes, but I generally fail at it.
Yeah, I don't play it that much, and even on my Mac, there's no Minesweeper, so just forget that idea. We have chess, though.
It's on Solitaire.
Oh, we have Solitaire, too?
No, Windows. Solitaire.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, let's play chess.
No, Mac.
The Mac chess is interesting, because it, like, talks to you, you know?
I couldn't figure out how to move the pieces the first time
click
I played
them.
It. I did, it wasn't doing anything.
Really? Yeah, well, my chess isn't loading, so I think we should just move on.
Okay.
Next one.
You take the next question.
It's
okay,
for you.
Brad, I have an accent with a cross between English and New Zealand, cross chiefs and a bit of you, and that's what you get. What are your thoughts, Burnt Joint? Well, until I actually hear the accent myself, I'm not really in much position to comment on it, am I? So it's like asking somebody to describe, you know, do you think this person's attractive by just saying...
Pawn D7 to D5.
What the fuck was that?
That's the chess game.
That's the chess game. Is that the chess game, Shane? It's the chess game. Is that the chess game, Shane?
Yes.
That is the chess game.
So what would a cross between you and him sound like?
I don't want to know.
Knight G8 to F6.
Okay, that's...
Are you losing?
Answer.
Have you lost? Have you been...
I have no idea how to play chess.
You have no idea how to play chess, you sicko. Anyway.
I have no idea what that accent would sound like. Maybe more of like a twangy British accent, you know, like
twang,
like a country singer.
But like, I can't comment on an accent if I don't hear it. Like you're saying, do you think this person is attractive? And then just describing their looks. It's no good. I need to see a photograph.
Okay, though, there you go. Burnt Joint, send in an audio question, then Brad will give you an idea about whether or not it's true.
True.
Mm-hmm. Have you heard of DEP, Data Execution Prevention? It's a program on my laptop that shuts down some programs such as Internet Exploder and Windows Movie Maker and others because it uses memory incorrectly. Since I use these frequently, it gets annoying having to reopen the program again and start over. It cannot be renewed because it's necessary. I'm on Vista and I need a way to prevent this from happening. From Sorter24. Well... DEP is something that is important to Windows in general because it's something that wasn't in Windows prior to Service Pack 2 of XP, and it can prevent, what are they called? Buffer overrun errors, which basically means is that a process in memory, say for instance Internet Explorer in your case, has a set amount of memory that it can access. And in this memory, it has read-write access, and outside of this memory range, it can't read or write to it. So, in effect, what DEP does is it prevents a malicious programmer from, say, overrunning the address bar with nonsensical data to get into a region of memory where Internet Explorer can't run. So, for instance, Internet Explorer is in, say, a region of memory, and let's say somebody enters a really, really long address in the address bar. What this could do is it could overrun the buffer for the address bar that stores that text and then access the memory outside of the protected zone of Internet Explorer. And if the person does it right, you could inevitably trigger something on the computer. Like, that's how most hacking things happen, where if you can get in outside of a memory area of a certain process, you can control various operating system things and... inject exploits. So I hope I've made myself clear about what exactly DEP prevents. Like, do you understand what I'm saying, Brad?
No, but I do have an overwhelming urge to kill myself after hearing it.
It's like, imagine you have a box. Okay?
I don't want to imagine anything.
Imagine a box.
No, Shane.
And in this box is your Internet Explorer process.
You can't make me, man.
There's certain memory that's available. And if you enter a really, really long address, you can actually go outside of this protected zone for Internet Explorer. And if someone were to put malicious code there, then they could do something, who knows what, to your computer. Crash the kernel, corrupt the operating system, whatever. So that's what DEP prevents. Now, DEP is on...
You're going to send me to sleep, Shane. Seriously, I know. Don't spend 2 hours with this question.
But I like this question because it's like a hardware-based question.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
But there's two levels of DEP. There's a hardware DEP and a software DEP. You really can't control the hardware DEP, but you can control the software DEP. Basically, in Vista, what you want to do in order to allow certain programs to disable it for is, it's not recommended, but if you absolutely must use the program, then do this. Remember, not recommended. Right-click on My Computer, and then on the left-hand side, there will be an Advanced button. You can click into there, and then there's a Performance tab, or a Performance section. You can click on Settings, and then into the Data Execution Prevention, you can add in the various services that you don't want to use DEP. And that should fix the problem here, but remember, only add processes that you really are sure of that you want to add in, because otherwise you could cause more trouble than it's worth. Thank you, Sword.
Christ. I'd just like to know, anybody who feels like killing themselves but has managed to get through that boring speech still alive, congratulations. Your
but
medals
that,
will be in the post.
That's just part of core operating system Windows context,
Yeah, and half
it's
the
just
people
so
listening
interesting.
To this really don't give a shit.
Sorter does.
So, him and you, they're the only two people.
I'm sure a few others do, too. Anyways, next question, please.
Facepalm. Right. What is your zombie plan? What you will do if zombies start to take over the Earth? Would you loot and plunder, sit at home with a shotgun? What would you do? Schwan9. What is my zombie plan?
Take a big nuclear bomb to the areas with the zombies and take them out before they can take me out.
I'd probably, I'd go around with a shotgun, but I'd get somebody to come with me to film it. So if I survive, and Earth becomes repopulated, I can sell it as a cheesy vampire movie. No, not vampire. Why would it be a vampire movie? It's a zombie movie.
Would you take me?
No. I'd need somebody who was good with a camera.
I am good with a camera.
No, I wouldn't pick you. I'd shoot you. I'd say, oh no, I thought he was a zombie.
Thank you, Schwa.
Yeah,
Shane, as you said in a previous topic, you will be adding a new skin to the website. Any hints as to what it will look like or when it will be added? It will be added when the sun rises again.
What, from us recording or from when they're listening to this?
From us recording, so...
So tomorrow
late
morning.
Late tonight or tomorrow or something along the line.
By the time you're hearing this,
it's probably up,
Yeah, it should be up. Go
Brad, you've seen it, hey?
What?
You've seen it.
Yeah, you showed me it.
You like?
Yeah, it's okay.
See, I'll talk more about it later and the other things, but yeah, it'll be soon, next time the sun rises, for sure, even if you're listening.
Next time the sun rises for us, but it will already be up when you listen to this.
Yes.
Unless by some freakish coincidence you are listening to this as we record it.
Yeah, which really shouldn't be possible. Anyways. Thank you, Kirby. Next one.
Okay, next question. If you could create your own Pokemon, what would it look like, what type would it be, and what sort of moves would you give it? That question is from Ryan. I don't even like Pokemon anymore.
But you used to?
I used to. Everybody liked Pokemon at a certain age, come on.
I'd make a flying Pokemon.
I dare you to find me a child probably between the ages of about my age and your age, so someone between the ages of 16, 17 to about early 20s, who does not or did not like Pokemon at one time. You won't find them. And if anybody says that...
Can I get them in Africa?
They're just saying it to be different. No westernized kids.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I don't know. I think of like a flying hybrid one. One that can like freeze, fire, electrocute, everything. Like a big hybrid one, That has no weaknesses.
I really have no... I can honestly say in my entire life I've never devoted... 1 second to thinking what my Pokemon would be like if I made one.
What? You're deprived.
You're deprived.
Why am I deprived?
Because you are.
Shh. No, I think it would just... Come on, just think. What was your favorite one?
My favorite Pokemon?
Yes.
I always used to like Blastoise. You know,
okay.
The big tall
Pokemon. I know that one.
I don't know why. I think it was because he had the... those big cannon 380s. Actually, why the hell am I talking about this? I'm just making an idiot of myself. I don't like Pokemon.
They'll play it at your 40th birthday.
I hope I'm not alive by the time I'm 40.
Thank you, Ryan.
I honestly, if I died between the time I'm now and 40, I would be happy.
No, we wouldn't be happy.
You're
anyways,
saying it. Shut up.
Next question.
Hey Shane, I want to have a successful podcast just like you. Yes, I sound like a 6-year-old. Well, that's a good start. My question is, what can you do to a Windows Live SkyDrive RSS feed to make it a successful podcast feed? Thanks. ASOVSE1.
You know, I could try and answer this one, but I'm really not going to because SkyDrive is actually down right now. So I'm going to have to recommend something else.
But he's basically asking about a successful podcast, isn't he?
Well, if
get
you're looking...
Get me on your show. It's bound to be a success.
No, not necessarily.
Shut up.
You can go... The hoster we use is called Libsyn, libsyn.com. Very affordable and rarely has technical problems, so I'd try them for hosting. They also offer blog service, so you can host your website there and get an iTunes compatible RSS feed and you'll be ready to go. So that's the simplest way of doing it. But as for successful, Brad, any ideas on what makes us successful?
Me.
Okay, besides that.
No, I'm just kidding. I think you've got to... well, obviously, you've got to have something to talk about regularly. I mean, we have RuneScape updates, tech, whatever. You've got to have something... So obviously you couldn't just, talk about anything. You'd have to have a subject.
Yes.
It would be updated weekly or fortnightly or however you do it. I guess you've got to make it interesting. You have to try and inject at least a little bit of humor.
Yeah,
however
be yourself.
I'm not myself.
Yeah, be yourself on the show, you know?
I am myself on the show. I
exactly, me too.
As much as possible.
So that's one thing I have to say. Also, don't read from a script.
No, you just got to talk like this.
Yeah.
You're just talking. We're not reading
like,
the script.
Right
if
now,
I could sit down every week and write down what I was going to say.
Yeah, that
would
just be... That's like... I don't like that. Like right now for... You know when we were talking about our RuneScape updates, we had 5 points to go off of. Vinesweeper,
yeah,
the nature update, Bounty Hunter, the bug bag, the state of play, and the poll.
Basically, all our wikis are is for the RuneScape updates, we just have points and then we talk about those points.
Yeah, and links to them if there's little details we want to go into, like for the state of play and a quest or something along the lines of that. So, just be yourself, keep it unscripted, stuff like that. I think that's
about
it.
And get me on your show.
If you want, but you know, Brad, sometimes he only works for a certain kind of show. Like, Brad would be good for, like, a political talk show, but he wouldn't be good for a cooking show.
I'd be good for a cooking show.
No, you
I can
wouldn't.
Cook. Yeah, I would. I could do anything.
Thank you for that question. Do you think that
yeah,
pirating
thank you.
Stuff for your own personal education, such as audiobooks and ebooks and such, is illegal from Cowboy of Death?
Of course it's illegal. Pirating anything is illegal.
Unless you live on, like, Mars or something.
Do you think it's... I think legal, no. But ethical, yes. I'd do it even if it didn't, even if I wasn't going to use it for my education.
So you think pirating is ethical?
In ways, yes.
Like, I can see things like, let's say there's a music song you want and you can't get it at your current location and there's no other way of getting it, yeah, then by all means, do it. There's a TV show that you missed, like, for instance, say there's a TV series on that you used to like watching but you can't find it anymore, by all means, download it,
A lot of the channels in the UK are offering, to UK residents only, you can go and watch old episodes that have been recently shown TV programs on their website.
They do that here, too. Like, only sad thing is that, for instance, like on Fox here, it only works in the US, so we've only got a few channels here that do that. But
I think there's only 2 terrestrial ones in the UK that do it.
Like
there's only five terrestrial channels anyway, so...
Global and CTV, I'm pretty sure, are the only ones that do it in Canada. But anyways, that's perfectly fine. And I think they're starting to catch on with that. So that's good. But I'm all for it if you can't find it or anything, but it is illegal, you know, like, but...
And we do not encourage illegal activities besides rape, murder.
We don't encourage any illegal activities.
We encourage murder.
No, we don't.
Blackmail.
Anyways, that's it. Thank you, Brad. Thank you.
Murder, blackmail, and...
That's because Brad's done all these already.
And I'll just go and check the sticky Shane made in the staff area.
I didn't make a sticky.
I know, I'm fooling around.
Anyways, yeah. I think that's
make
it.
Make a note about reading the FAQ.
Oh, right, yes.
Okay, yeah.
People, read the frequently asked questions before you send your questions in, because this week there is about 3 questions I couldn't take, because they either were questions that have been asked way too much, asked what we thought about the RuneScape updates, because that says in the frequently asked questions, don't do that, because we talk about that on our own. So just read the FAQ. There's a nice linky that you can click on, you know?
Read the FAQ.
Yes. It says, be original, check old topics. Check old topics.
Don't, you'd have to read through every topic.
Yeah, but there's a search feature.
Your mother is the search feature.
Oh, please. Oh, try and grab people's attention. That's the best way to get on. Yeah. So if you can make a big question saying that some president or prime minister like Gordon Brown was assassinated, that would grab our attention. What do you think of Gordon Brown?
I think he's an asshole.
Tony Blair was better?
Yes, better than Brian, but still not that good.
Okay. Anyways, that's it. We're on to tech news now. HD DVD is dead. And buried already. Format war is over.
Okay, cool. So, I don't really care.
I know. But the thing is, we could have easily got a HD DVD player with the Xbox. But technically, Blu-ray is the better specification. It holds more data, more resilient. It's more future-proofed. But one thing that annoyed me is that HD DVD is like the logical extension of DVD. You know what I mean? Like Blu-ray, like what is Blu-ray? Doesn't that sound like some sort of like bar you'd go to or something?
Blu-ray doesn't sound like a bar to me. Sounds like some sort of evil laser.
An evil laser that'll take over the world. Anyways, in Toshiba's statement, they said that they'll no longer develop, manufacture, and market HD DVD players and recorders. Secession of the players and recorders are targeted for March 2008, and they are keeping a stockpile of blank media for people who do have HD DVD recorders. So, you're not out in the cold yet, but I don't know. I think it was bound to happen with everyone moving over. I'm just waiting until we get more HD channels here to invest in an HD TV, because really there's no point when there's only like like 30 HD channels and you have to pay $400 for a godforsaken cable box to get access to them. It just doesn't make sense to me. But by that time, I think Blu-ray might be dead, don't you?
Possibly, but I really don't care.
Because it could all move towards online and we won't need DVDs.
It will all be in our heads.
Yes. Connect. You get this implant in your arm that's a wireless access point, and it connects to a wireless internet anywhere, and you can download movies to your head.
Will you stop going on about this crazy stuff?
Why?
Because it's not funny and it's rather disturbing.
Yes, it is.
It's disturbing.
No, it's not. Anyways, AOL ending all support for Netscape on March 1st. You ever use Netscape, the Netscape browser?
Never in my life.
This is rather interesting because Netscape was the first competitor to Internet Explorer back in the 90s, so... And then they got bought by AOL, but anyways... I don't know, I used Netscape 4, then I went to IE, and then, yeah. Netscape was a good browser, better than IE. Safer, but Firefox is the browser to go now. And speaking of which, the people at Netscape say if you want to live like back in the glory days with your Netscape browser and what it looked like, you can install a skin for Firefox. And they actually do have a skin that makes Firefox look like Netscape 4. You could even make it look like you were on Windows 3.1 if you wanted. Do you use any Firefox skins?
I used to. I think, I'm not sure if it's the iMac one or what.
Anyway, so. I don't know. It's about time when. But, you know, there's just so many browsers now, it's kind of hard to pick one. But, you know, Opera. Would you ever use Opera?
No.
Safari. Anyways, this is a topic for another show when Firefox 3 comes out. But Netscape is dead. Move on to Firefox. A possible PC gaming alliance. Any thoughts on this? First off, what's your thoughts on PC gaming?
For MMORPGs,
anything, shooters, MMOs.
No,
RTS.
No. As far as FPS and RPGs go, the majority of games are better on consoles.
Oh, you're one of those people, aren't you?
What people?
I don't understand why people don't like computers for gaming.
They aren't as good as consoles.
Yes, they are.
End of story.
Yes, they are.
No, you're wrong, Shane. You are wrong.
I can build a better console than the Xbox 360 that doesn't crash.
You're dead wrong, Shane.
No, I'm right.
Everything about you is wrong.
I just think that you get more customization and it's the way to go. But basically, this is a rumor that started that there might be some sort of group forming together to make PC gaming alive again on the computers that might include people like AMD or Intel, Microsoft, NVIDIA. Because if you think about it, these hardware manufacturers charge whatever they want for their parts, right? And in effect, you get a computer that's worth, what, $1,500 to be a decent gaming computer? Every 3 years, you might have to put in a new graphics card and CPU. That's $500. I don't have any problem with doing that. It's just that I want people to get into the PC gaming again because it just seems more natural, I think, than a console. I don't know. I hope this happens because PC gaming needs to come back. That's all I got to say about this one, unless you have anything to say on it.
No, I really have nothing to say. PC gaming sucks. Get a console.
Oh, God. Okay, first rant. That one's for you.
The first rant. It better not be long. Right.
They're the same length.
I know that there are like a trillion posts on this, but this quote just got to me. Some of you felt that the bounty location was only available to members and was slightly too high level, giving the advantage to more experienced players. Okay, first off, JGX, I can't believe you actually have to direct this argument about training towards JGX. This is an argument usually directed towards lazy people. The whole point of training is for advantage. People who take the time to train their skills to a high level deserve the advantage over lower levels. If it was a company that made this game, you would know that over everybody. Second, you say in your quote that it was slightly too high level. Well, JGX, how is a reduction of 53 levels over 3 million XP slightly reducing it? Third, you say some of you felt. This just shows you listen to the lazy people who were too lazy to take the time to train the major for that advantage. You ruined in today's update. Very nice, JGX. I have a few solutions, though. Realize people who take the time to train deserve the advantage of the spell and bring it back to 85. Actually, follow your quote when you say slightly and reduce it 5-10 levels max. Keep it at 32 and add teleblock back at 85, as people now use to locate tele from their opponent.
That last point's rather interesting, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Because you can, let's say someone's fighting you and you can teleport away? It just doesn't make sense.
I think that would probably be one of the best solutions, would be to leave it.
Where it is.
Leave it file at 32 and reintroduce Teleblock.
Teleblock was fun. Don't you think?
Yeah, it was.
You cannot teleport. You're blocked. You know, 32, I guess they wanted to make it so people who just started out could use the spell in Bounty Hunter if they liked it, rather than having to get 85 because there might be some kind of weird offshot peer that doesn't want to get magic levels for some odd reason. I don't know. So.
Possibly.
But
still, it's stupid.
Yeah, it is a stupid rant, but I don't know. Adding Teleblock back would be a good idea. I do have to say so myself. Are we done with this one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The Great Depression of the early 1900s occurred in America many, many years ago. It brought devastation over the majority of its citizens. People committed crimes, got involved with drugs and alcohol as their only resort. Desperate suicides all over took place in order to get some of the very little money their life insurances was worth for their families to have. The Great American Depression of the 1900s was not a fun time at all. Has it returned? Well, many of us know the answer to this question is yes. Yes, it has, RuneScape style. You know, the U.S. is actually going into the recession, you know?
Yeah, so they say.
Anyways, I'm not kidding or overstating or sarcastic or exaggerating. When I say the Great Depression, I mean just that. Prices of every good in the game have crashed. Dragon Helms used to be 600k, now they're under 100k. Rune Boots used to be 200k, and now they're a mere 25k. And no, it's not because of Dragon Boots. It's because Jagex decided to keep track of every price and every item there is. It's not possible for people to merchant anymore. Even the Grand Exchange, it's not used to be. Yes, it's still possible to make a few GP, but it's not really worth the wait for those few GPs. Well, RuneScape gamers all over the world did not think so. Their favorite activities were gone. The Great Depression suicides are equivalent to the people that were quitting. The prices of all items are dropping, equivalent to the great stock market crash. RuneScape has lost the majority of its players. I highly doubt that.
They've not lost the majority.
I know.
No.
Supporting this thread, perhaps you could bring those players back. Be one of the many that want some of the joyous activities of the old RuneScape, such as the wilderness. Let's hope that it'll all be restored, or at the very least, make Jagex take a different approach towards real-world trading. It is true that Jagex owns RuneScape and it's their property. They may do with whatever they want with it, but it's also true we are paying money for playing the game that they had made. What do you think?
I don't know. I mean, I sort of agree, but it all sort of goes in with the updates, and Jagex have proven time and again they aren't going to do what the player wants them to do. They're going to do what they want to do. So
yeah.
I don't think it really matters us saying, we want this, do this, because they're going to say no.
Yeah, it's all going to depend on that in the end, so I don't know. It's wishful thinking to hope it would come back like that, you know? But you know what would be fun? Would be to see a MMO-based game that's run based on a community, and whenever the idea is populated, people could submit ideas, and if it becomes a popular idea and the developers like it and it's implementable, they could implement it, and then, in effect, you have a community-based MMO game, you know?
Mm, yeah.
Wouldn't that be interesting?
Yeah, but it's unlikely, isn't it?
No, but someone's going to do it. So, anyways, that's it for this rant. I don't think it'll be coming back, but it's wishful thinking. On to the other things. New site design is coming.
It's coming. It should be up by the time you are listening to this.
Yeah. It's a rather interesting design. We collaborated with Mushroom Queen and Jeff on this. Mushroom Queen did the little pixel aspect of it, involved making the little pixels for it. Jeff did the layout aspect of it using the CSS. And I've been working on integrating everything into the new site, so it should be up by the time you're listening to this. It's going to be interesting, because the RuneScape news, that's already on our front page. Site news, that's already on our front page. But what else is going to be on there is going to be widgets, per se, or modules for RSBNB Update, latest episodes, RSBNB Informer, latest articles, latest RuneWire posts, top 5 high score users. It's just going to look a whole lot more modern than our current one does. So it's something that we've been meaning to do for a long time, and it's long overdue, and it's about time. So well, it'll be interesting to get your guys' feedback on this. You like it so far, Brad?
Like what? Sorry, I wasn't
the design.
The what?
The site design.
Yeah, it looks good. You've made a lot of good changes, and I think people should like it.
Yeah, and it's all in an effort to get people back on the main site, you know?
Yes, because I think many, like me, just go straight to the forums.
Yes. Anyways, Skill of the Month update. It really took off last week, so we'll just have to see what's going on this week. Basically, it's summoning, and it's dead again. It's dead. Right now, Talon Ronda's winning by about 800k experience. Wow.
quite a...
These graphs are... This is the most boring graph we've ever seen.
Is it just one running off with it?
It's like a straight line, two straight lines at the bottom, and then one straight line at the top. If somebody can enter a skill of the month and do a quadratic or exponential experience gain, I will take a picture of that and be very happy with you.
I will take a picture of that.
Yeah, actually, speaking of which, Alex Tomo, his experience gain is almost logarithmic. That's nice. I guess I'm putting you to sleep, aren't I, with all this logarithmic talk. Anyways. February events, farming lessons, and Call of Duty Xbox 4 Live. Xbox Live. Those are on the forums. You can find them on the forums, forums.rsbnb.com. What have we been doing, Brad? What have you been up to?
Pretty average week. Work. Stuff. That's about it.
School?
Yes. Right. What have you been up to, Shane? You don't know.
Working on the cure for cancer.
Working on a cure for cancer.
No, not really. Slaying.
You've had the week off, so you've
slaying, working on site stuff, and implementing a web server. See, for this one assignment, you need to implement three web servers. One using fork, which means a process.
You have to use a fork?
Yes, a fork. It's a fork. So basically, you got one process, and then when it gets another request, it forks off into a child process. Then when that's done, it kills itself. And then it just continues to fork off new processes. So it's rather interesting, because I can put it up on the web and people around the world can access it. So it's rather fun. That's all I've been up to. So I think we're done for this week. It's been RSBNB Update 141 with Brad.
End of the show. Goodbye.
And Shane. See everyone.